Now, the definition of masturbation is self self-induced pleasure or gratification by rubbing or touching your sexual organs. May I just be real? Amen? You know, there is nothing to hide here. All of you adults, no Sunday school. Because if we don't call these things by their names, so it is self-induced pleasure. Self-induced pleasure by rubbing or touching your sexual organs. That is masturbation. So that tells me, before the action takes place, there must be some triggers. And the Bible here in Ephesians tells us, but among you there must not be even a hint. I tell you, this is a very powerful scripture. He's not even talking about the action of sex. He's saying among you there should not even be an idea of sex. A hint of sexual immorality. So that tells me there has to be a trigger that makes men to masturbate. You don't wake up in the morning and write in your diary, today, 8:30, I'm going to masturbate. Meaning that there has to be something that triggers one to enter into that. And I'm going to mention just four of them. They could be many. And one of the triggers is pornography. A fact is, most of the people in masturbation are also watching pornography. Pornography. And let's look at a scripture in Luke 11:33-36. Let's see the power, because unless we dissect this matter from scripture, we'll be missing it. So pornography becomes a trigger, something that releases a desire for masturbation. Your eye is the lamp of your body. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, your eye is the lamp of your body. So the Bible says when your eyes are good, that does not mean that if you don't wear spectacles. No. We see what good means in the Bible. Your whole body also is full of light. But when they are bad, your body is also full of darkness. So your eye is a gate to your soul. That's a reality. So whatever you expose your eye to determines the status of your soul. And what is the soul? The soul has three things or five things in it. The soul has the faculty of logic, where information is deposited. One thing that you will find in your soul is the faculty of logic. Like I'm preaching right now, I'm talking to your soul. I'm depositing material into your soul. The sound is good, sir. So you have the faculty of logic. You have the seat of emotions. What you feel, it is in the soul. You have the seat of emotions. And then you have the gate of will. The gate of will. And a decision is a product of what you know and what you feel. You can never make a decision before you feel something. Neither can you make a decision before you know something. So there is the gate of will. In the soul, we have the memory, where we have the conscious and the subconscious. So we also have the memory in the soulish realm. So the soul carries the seat of emotions, faculty of logic, the gate of will, the memory, the conscious, and the subconscious. So that tells me, whatever you expose your eyes to begins to affect your soul. And there are different gates to your soul. The eye is one of the gates. The ears is another gate. Your mouth is another gate. Your navel is another gate. And also your private parts are gates to your soul. So you have the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the private parts. These are the gates to your soul. But now Jesus is dealing with the eye. Now pornography is a graphical image of sex. And any time you expose your your eyes to pornography, the whole of your body becomes distorted with this kind of thing. Can we go to 35? Can we go to 35? The Bible says, see to it then that the light within you is not done what? Is not darkened. Because many victims of a masturbation, there is deposits of pornography in them. And I want to believe by the entrance of this knowledge, there will be divine deleting of every information that is not meant to be in your soul. Are you hearing me? So the eye acts as a gate to your soul. Let's look at Job 31:1, because some of these matters can only be dealt by scripture. Because these are spiritual matters. Everybody read. Tell your neighbor, today you shall redeem your eye. Hallelujah, we shall put divine gate in your eyes. So that you don't expose your eyes to anything that is not of God. Job prayed and said, I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look lustfully at a girl. So there has to be an intention if you want to get loose. So number one is pornography. And what you don't know, some of these pornographic movies become a gate of demons and accessing your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a, well, when you study demonology, there is a demon called Asmodee. It is not there in the Bible, but Asmodee is a demon responsible for all sexual perversions. And this is a, it's majorly in a marine city and all these things. And so it's one of the demons. The same way we have a demon by the name of Belial. Belial is the demon in charge of chaos. We have a demon called Leviathan. Leviathan is a demon in charge of gossip and malice and twisting the truth. And when we come to sexuality, there is a demon and is called Asmodee. When you open the pornographic site, guess what? Demons are not looking for you. You are the one looking for them. It didn't come to your bedroom, but you went looking for them wherever they are. And that's why matters masturbation become very technical, because the demonic interference is not an attack, but it is a self-invitation. You go and look for them where they are, and so they end up having a legal ground to torment you, to live in you, to affect you, because you are the one that opened the site. I know nobody wants to talk about this. Hallelujah. I know we are told, you know, we are redeemed. I believe that. But if you are redeemed, why are you masturbating? I know we are told you are a new creature. I believe that. But why is it masturbation is so much in the house of God? Because men don't understand that when you go to that WWXXX, the one inviting the demon. Can I tell you the truth? If there be anyone bound by that demon, I cannot deliver you without your consent. That's the fact. And that's why the matters of masturbation is not something that you pray for a person unwillingly. They must be willing to get out, because they entered themselves. This is a heavy matter. Hallelujah. A study was done in Kenya, and they say when kids close school, the most viewed sites are pornographic sites. Nowadays, you don't even need to look for them. They are there in Telegram. They are there on Facebook. Pornography is all over. It's there in our songs. Look at the song that people are singing. Look at the dancing styles. They are all sexualized. And there is an activity happening in the name of the spirit, and is to sexualize a generation. Hallelujah. I tell you, as I'm preaching right now, there is a lot of conspiracy in the spirit. Because the will of the devil is our generation to stay bound. Hallelujah. But I'm so excited. Out from the day we began this series, most of you have come. That means even if all of you will get out of this chain, I tell you that will be enough number to begin a movement of purity. So tell your neighbor, pornography is a gate. And you are the one that opens willingly. Hallelujah. Number two, we are also in the generation of gadgets. Sex chatting. Sending nudes. I know we are in church, but there are people who sleep the whole night chatting. reaches a point and you begin to ask, what are you wearing? You are doing roll call. You are chatting more than 10 girls, or you are a girl chatting more than 10 guys. And then you begin to tell them, wow, can you send me a part of your body? And guess what? In that atmosphere, because you cannot reach the other party, you begin to interfere with your sensuality. And the next thing is indulge and induce pleasure. Because already the atmosphere is so sexual. Some people sleep at 3, you begin chatting at 11. You have that addiction. Can I tell you the truth? There is no prayer that is gonna lead you out of that addiction. The first thing, once we pray for you today, go and get a kabambe if you're serious with your life. Some deliverance need participation. Because even if I have anointing oil and I dip you here, I tell you the numbers will not disappear. You must also participate in being delivered. Otherwise you'll stay in the same cycle. Oh man of God, I fell again. I fell again. Someone must get tired and say, from today I'm ready to pay the price. Spiritual matters are not easy. Hallelujah. Being righteous is not easy, but the grace of God is sufficient. Some of you, the greatest thing is the phone. And that's why somebody say the reason why they are called cell phones. It's a small jail in your hand. It's a S-E-L-L, then phone. It's a jail. Without your phone, you will be better. Yes. When we didn't have these phones, these things were not there. You think our fathers used to struggle with masturbation? These are 21st century demons. And so they need 21st century solutions. That's why if you go to a church and it's being facilitated where the young people are not given the chance, you will never hear such things. And I'm not saying that church is not anointed. Why? They never saw those things in their time. But in our time, we are dealing with them. So there are people here, you are addicted. Setting, that is your order. And that's the best word for it. Sending photos at wee hours. Sharing pornographic movies at wee hours with one another. Oh, send me your part. Let me send you yours. And then the whole conversation, where does it end? They call it wanking. Masturbation. I know I'm preaching good. Amen. Please don't touch your offering. The truth sometimes affects the pocket. Allow me to sort with this matter well. Is that okay? Is that okay? Am I speaking the truth? These people are not in the world only. They're in church. Yes, the whole night. From 11 to 4. And guess what? When you wake up in the morning and look at your phone at around 8. You begin to ask yourself, was this really me? Did I even send a picture of me naked? But guess what? When you began sending those chats, and guess what? This is the other point. The other thing that begins to affect is atmosphere. Atmosphere. It's a trigger. At that time, guess what you're listening for? Listening to Nishike as you're chatting. All the songs you're listening to, they are all sexualized. They're just talking about sex. So the atmosphere becomes a trigger again for you to continue with that such kind of conversation. I tell you that you cannot sex chat when you're listening to Hope FM, worship, Don Moen. I tell you the truth, you will begin to share scriptures because the atmosphere hijacks the moment. Some of you, the atmosphere you sleep under is a very demonic atmosphere. That's why you dream being chased by dark antelopes. And then you come and ask me, Pastor, what do they mean? My friend, it doesn't mean anything. Which atmosphere were you sleeping under? Which was the last movie that you are watching before you slept? You are watching horrors. And then you saw zombies chasing you. And then you're here binding witchcraft. No! Take away horror out of your movie. Atmospheres are very key. Very key. What is the atmosphere in your house? What are the kind of things you keep on listening to and watching? Who are the people that visit you? It matters. I tell you, it matters. It matters. And there are some of you, lazima make decision. Hammer. Hawezi kuwa naishi kwa neighborhood. Pali kila Friday, watu wanapanga house party. Na wewe uko hapo, wewe ndio intercessor. No, hammer. Ishi karibu na church. Bangi ikivutwa inaingia kwa nyumba yako. Unalala ukiwa high. Out of osmosis. Na unaona today mapo kwa balcony tukipiga kelele. Hey. Na unaingia kwa neighbor kuomba maji unakuta uliingia house party. Atmospheres matter. Amen. atmospheres matter. Where you go, hanging out, the kind of people you live with. And also, number three, some of the triggers. Sexual and sensual music and movies. And even novels. I tell you, there are some novels that explain sex until you see it. As the man was coming in with his six-pack. As he touched the golden knob of the door and opened it slightly. As the air was just running a cool breeze at the area, he came into the bed with a boxer and found me with my lingerie silk. My friend, something begins to build in your mind. And you see the bed sheet going up. Let's have a church. Oh, you know me, I'm addicted to reading novels. Which ones are you reading? Read the Bible. Another addiction tonight. Begin to read the Bible. Hallelujah. So some of the things, the music, I tell you, is it my dance hall? Ay, 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 ay. Ata ukiwa kwa mat, ubebwe kutoka tao, mbaka kayole, ushakuwa affected. That's why una need earphones, una create atmosphere yako. Masi unaingia mat saa mbili, nikama, ata si rev, nikama umeingia strippers club. Alafu screen imekuwa kubwa na umekaa hapo chini, unaona ndio hii hapa, inatingiziwa hapa. Na wewe ni mwanaume, mtu wa Mungu. Hapa si anointing oil inatembea, ni damu. Umetoka powerful service. Ukishuka mat hivi. Baka hiyo song imekuingia, unashuka ukiimba, wamlambezi, wamnyonyezi. Then unakumbuka, aya nimeokoka, Jehovah forgive me. Unaanza kukumbuka ka worship. And when I look at these things, I feel like the devil has not left any arsenal in his warehouse. Therefore, may I tell you all the tools to destroy a generation. And we must ask ourselves, why we? Why is it that the devil is not sparing us? There must be an assignment in our time that the devil has to kill before it comes to pass. How many know before Jesus was born, the devil again released all his arsenals? Before Moses was born, all the arsenals of hell were released. If we have to be the carriers of revival, we must be pure, we must be righteous, and so we need to understand why the war. It's not normal. I tell you, I think I've been around for a while. And I've been between two generations, the 80s and the 90s. And if there is a time sex has lost its place, it's now. Unamkangware, sex. Watu wakiingia sanane radio, sex. Usiku, sex. Magazine zote, sex. Mbaka advert ya mafuta, sex. Nani ya kupika? Mbaka sabuni Pastor Jimmy naitwa Life Boy. Life, see life girl, life boy, ikona kaka, kitu tu kana ka sex. Lazima tujiulize maswali. Why, what is it that the devil knows about this generation? That he's saying, niajua say, let's release all the weapons, kill them before they become. Let's destroy them. Let us bind them in masturbation. So that when they go for prayer, they can never pray. They are dry and empty. They come with guilt in the presence of their father. So I believe these are some of the triggers. These are some of the things that you enter into and something begins to flow. And then I want to talk about the around five causes of masturbation. Five causes of masturbation. Five causes. Number one, monitoring spirits. Monitoring spirits. One of the things you need to know, the spiritual world is very real. And the spiritual world does not exist because you believe. It's there. America does not exist because you believe. America will be there and yet it has been there. So whether you wake up today and say, me, I don't believe in America. My friend, America will not change. And the realm of the spirit affects the physical realm. Knowingly or unknowingly. Now some of us, we cannot be possessed, but we can be oppressed. Can I tell you the truth? What happens is you're in the house and guess what comes? An idea. Poop. Yeah, Jemzai. Ka movie. Watch kapone. Ka moja. Ka mwisho. November 1's afresh. Zume masturbate to October. Maliza October. Masturbate October. Tarehe moja November. Tunanza afresh. Let me tell you the truth. That is not the voice of the Spirit. That's a demon that monitors you. And when such thoughts begin to come, declare 2 Corinthians 10:5. Hey, mtu wangu itakuwa inakuja na ikelea mkono juu ya kichwa. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Kakikuja unapigandimi raposa kataya. I have the mind of Christ. I take captive now every argument, negotiation from the pits of hell. Right now, you have no power in my head. There is no other way. You see, the problem, we have tried to handle masturbation physically, yet it is a spiritual matter. You can never handle a spiritual matter with physical solutions. This thing is very spiritual. So there are some of us who are accompanied by monitoring demons. When you enter in your house, imagine umetoka such a powerful service and the anointing. But when you open the door, it shows up with you. And loneliness begins to check in. And the idea checks in. And the reason why I know it's not the idea of God is because after the action, you feel guilty and empty. Number two, the second cause of masturbation, walking with a broken hedge. Walking with a broken hedge. Let's look at Job 1:9. Walking with a broken hedge. Everybody read. Satan replied, go to 10. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? Have blessed the work of his hands so that his flock and herds are spread throughout the land. Tell your neighbor, there is a hedge around you, but that hedge is sustained when you walk in purity. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 10:8. Ecclesiastes 10:8. Don't worry. Just look for a place to rest and hear. Amen. We are having a good problem. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody read. Give me in KJV, NKJV, New King James Version. Are you seeing? When you have a broken wall, this is a metaphorical picture of saying, when you operate with a broken hedge, the serpent will bite. So the serpent is out of the hedge. As long as the hedge is intact, the serpent can never bite. But when you have a crevice and a crack on the hedge, then the serpent begins to bite. And some of us, the things we are going through is because we are living with a broken hedge. There was an original hedge of fire. There was a hedge of the blood of Jesus. But when we began to walk in compromise, the hedge was broken. And so the devil has now access in and out into your life. There are a few things that break the hedge. Number one is bitterness. Bitterness. We mentioned this during the Kesha. Bitterness is one of the things. By the way, bitterness becomes a highway for all demonic attacks. Bitterness. And bitterness does not work alone. Bitterness works with unforgiveness. And forgiveness also becomes a highway for many demonic attacks. And you know, there was a question today on the WhatsApp group about, you know, something has happened and you find your dad, will you forgive him? Let me tell you, when it comes to forgiveness, we have no option. Because the only thing that gives a condition, he says, forgive that you may be. So forgiveness is like an account where you save. The day you will need, you need to withdraw. So if you are not saving, the time you will need forgiveness, you'll get something empty. And that's why some of us, because of walking in unforgiveness, there is a crevice in our hedge. There is also the issue of molestation. Molestation. Or abuse or forced sex. Because at that time, something was introduced to you. Someone shared with me and told me, pasi unajua ukiwa abused, ni kama ulambishwe sweetie, alafu itekiwe away. So daily, kuna kadiza yaka kulamba ile sweetie te. Kuna kulamba ile sweetie. So what happens? You enter into masturbation. There's also the essence of self-esteem. Self-esteem. Maybe you entered into a relationship and you broke up. And now you believe you're ugly. I've ever broken up with a girl. And I doubted all the things that all the other ladies told me. And you know, by the way, hakuna mtu mbaya kaka kuacha boy akua amesota. Elimwache akua na do. Ngoja tu alipwe umwambie it's over. You know, because at that time, when you have no money, first of all, your esteem is down. Mwanaume ni wallet. Akikalia wallet asikia kuna kitu, kuna confidence. Iyo time hata ukimwacha, akuna confidence. Anenanga pali, anajitreat. Anajiambia, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. But wallet ikiwa chini. Alafu umambia niaje. And you know how girls leave men, bonus fewer? You know, by the way, you're a good guy. Every girl will want to be with you. You know, it's only... If every girl will be with me, are you a man? How comes you are leaving? But anyway, it's just a good way of saying I'm leaving, okay? And so you leave a man or even a lady is left. Possibly you've invested in a relationship and it affects how you think about yourself. You look yourself on the mirror and you feel like this guy was just flirting with me, just lying to me. All he needed possibly was my body. And now he got what he wanted and now he has bounced. Guess what? Now that can throw you into a den of masturbation. Because number one, I know people, because of this self-esteem, there are ladies they can never approach. Or there is a man you can never approach. So what do? You come to gathering. Okay, not gathering, they are not here. They are in Morocco. You go to a meeting and look at the girl or the man and take pictures in your mind. And so at night, you go and masturbate and in your mind, you're having sex with her. But mchana, hawezi atapeana high five. The only time unasaidikanga ni time ya praise and worship. Kiambia turn to your neighbor and give them a high. That is the only time you get help. But naturally, you don't have esteem. And some of the things, you know, esteems are broken. Even when you grow in a family that is not complete. Because there was no father to encourage you. Maybe your mother wasn't there to give you, to encourage you. You go home with your results. No one was there to tell you you're a good boy or you're a good girl. So you grew. You just grew. That's the word. Because growth is a product of time and space. And nature does not accommodate vacuum. So, but raising, that's what the Bible says, train your child. A trained child is a raised child. But some of us tulimeaka miti because of space and time. No values, no counsel, no encouragement, no support, nothing. And it affected your formation. Can I tell you what psychiatrists say? A normal man needs to have 52 friends of the opposite sex. Rico, how many do you have? Let's see if you're doing well. Not girlfriends. Friends of the opposite sex. And a normal girl needs to have the same. People that are just your friends. 52. That's a whole WhatsApp group. You are not dating them. You are not thinking of dating them. They are just your friends. I discovered most of the people who are in masturbation are loners. They live alone, walk alone, and life is always by themselves.